This is On Location. I'm Tim Leitner. Today's episode comes here on location from North Carolina, Michigan, and Alaska. But first, On Location is produced by the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Manlin and me. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Radio Public, among others. So subscribe today on your favorite podcast service and tell all your friends. On today's program, co-hosts Tim Leitner with CGI in Anchorage, Alaska, and Aaron Frisch, the 4D director of the Michigan Child Support Program and NCA's president-elect, welcome NCA's newest addition, Executive Director Christopher Wood. Listen as they introduce Chris to our membership and have a conversation to learn more about him and his journey to NCA. Hear Chris talk about his experiences with associations, what sparked his interest with NCA, and what made him apply. Hear also about what he brings to the table, his vision, and what he's excited to see happen. As you listen to get introduced to Chris, be ready to introduce yourself to him at the 2023 Leadership Symposium in Anaheim, California. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back. And we're back for another episode of NCA On Location. Today, we're coming to you from North Carolina, Michigan, and Alaska. I'm Tim Leitner with CGI in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm honored to have my co-host, colleague, and friend with me today, Aaron Frisch. Aaron, would you introduce yourself?
Of course. Hi, everybody. I'm Aaron Frisch. I am the Title 4D Director of the Michigan Child Support Program, where I've been for the last 10 years or so. And I am also President-elect of NCA and will begin my term as president a little later this year. So Chris, as listeners saw in last week's Rapid Read, we introduced you as our new Executive Director. Today, we want to take another step and give you an opportunity to hear from Chris directly, learn more about him, where he's from, and his excitement to join our association. Chris, welcome to NCA. We are so glad you're here. Welcome to On Location, which may be your first podcast experience. Would you take a few minutes and introduce yourself for us?
Absolutely, Aaron. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. And thank you, Tim. My name's Chris Wood. I am an association professional by career. So that's how I made my way to NCA. But if we take a step back, I'm originally from Roanoke, Virginia. And I like to say that I was born in Roanoke, and then we moved to the country. It's a very rural area of southwestern Virginia. I made my way to the DC area where I went to college and where I started working and landed my first association job in the mid-90s. And I just stayed in the DC area for almost 30 years, working for the same association in a number of roles for 18 of those, and then spent the last 7 years or so before moving to North Carolina as the executive director for the American Association for Geriatric Psychiatry. So I've kind of always spent my career working on things that help people do their jobs better. So I'm kind of passionate about helping people be better performers. And in this case, helping child support professionals be able to do their work better is going to have a positive outcome on the children and families that they work with. And for me, that is just a win-win. And that's what makes me get up every day and why I am glad to be part of NCA. I'm looking forward to getting to know everybody. I'm looking forward to our sister organization meetings and meeting some of you in person there. And I'm really looking forward to the Leadership Symposium in Anaheim in August, where I will really get to know some of you better.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chris, this is a a real big win for NC to have you with us and to be a part of us and to lead us. So welcome to On Location. Welcome to NCIA. We and I am glad to have you here. So I've got to ask, when you accepted this new role as executive director, did you know that NC had a podcast or let alone ever think you would be a guest on a podcast?
So I did not know. And the answer to that question is no. But what a great opportunity. I've told a couple people over the last week or so that I was recording a podcast and they were like, really? Wow. And so it's kind of cool. I'm glad to be here.
Yep. Now you're one of the cool kids. So, you know, as Aaron just mentioned, as I alluded to before, we're extremely glad to have you here with us today and on board with NCIA. I understand that you've got over 25 years of experience in overall association management, including having served as executive director for the American Association for Geriatric Psychiatry, and have held leadership roles previously with the American Society of Association Executives and the Center for Association Leadership. Can you tell us more about these and your passion for associations like NCIA?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was working for the American Society of Association Executives, ASAE to people in the know, it's a lot of alphabet soup and it's tongue twisters as you well demonstrated, Tim. Always a mouthful. But what a lot of people don't know is that associations as an industry is a huge economic powerhouse, and in and around Washington, D.C., the nonprofit and association sector is the third largest employer behind the federal government and IT. So every association that represents every single interest, every single idea, every single hobby, every single profession, almost all have an office or a presence in Northern Virginia, suburban Maryland, that whole metro D.C. area. So it really was, I remember the dean's secretary for student life in college. She was, when I was like, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, she said, you need to go work for an association. And at the time, I was working at the university, and we all know how well state institutions like universities pay, especially young, inexperienced people. I was doing that during the day. I was working part-time at night at Navy Federal Credit Union, doing visa collections. So if there's anybody you need me to find, you just let me know. But one of my college friends had gone to work for the Greater Washington Society of Association Executives in their membership department. And he called and said, hey, something just opened up in the meetings department. It's registration. You can't hold it over my head if you don't like it. And it would give you the opportunity to just have one job, and you'd probably make more money than both your other ones put together. So that's how I landed my first association job in the mid-90s was, you know, they always say it's all in who you know, and it's all about relationships. And that's how I got into associations. Coming, you know, like, I think my work has grown, you know, like just as I got involved, you know, working in the meetings department and being the front end for the visibility line for people coming to education programs, coming to special events or conferences. You know, it's a great way to build your network. And over time, that allowed me to increase my role and responsibilities with the association. We eventually merged into the American Society of Association Executives, and that allowed me to do a number of things that I couldn't do with a smaller association. And that was where I really got interested in social responsibility, about giving back to the community, about being involved in the communities where we live and work and play, and making a difference in that way. You know, I'm just really passionate about social causes across the board. And working with the geriatric psychiatrist was important to me because they were very relevant. I lost my grandmother about 10 years ago to Alzheimer's, and knowing that the work that I did and that my team did to help them take better care and provide better care to their patients and support to those family and caregivers, you know, that made it a very personal job for me. Like, I believed in them with all my heart. I know the difference that they make and can make in a patient and family's life. So it just was so rewarding to be able to get up and go do that every day and work with such a great bunch of people. And oddly enough, you know, I've always thought that I would only ever have one group like that that I would work with in my career. And then all of a sudden I see a job for NCIA and they need a new executive director. And I'm also very passionate. I'm a big family guy. I mean, I'm still very close with, you know, my mom and dad. I'm fortunate to still have, and my sister and my niece. I don't have, except for my niece growing up, I don't really have any real experience with tactical support of child support programs, except for, you know, going to attorney's offices with my sister when she was trying to get her husband, who would not pay child support, to pay child support. And I wish I had known then that there were resources available to her. And so that's why I'm just glad to be here. And I believe in the mission. I'm just so impressed with the passion that everybody I've met so far brings to the table, and that how hard they work to provide the support to make stronger families and benefit children, and just to come out with more positive outcomes. I just think it's a great effort. It's Herculean. It's needed. And it's very important work, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
And we are so glad to have you and glad you're here. Hey, I remember reading about some of the work when you were doing event management. You got to bring in some pretty big names into some of the association conferences and that kind of thing. And so I have to know, did you get to meet Bono?
I did. That program was called the Nation's Capital Distinguished Speaker Series. And we started it at GWSAE as a visibility program, kind of a PR initiative to bring attention to nonprofits in the association world and what a difference they can make. And that program ran for 13 seasons, 13 years. We held it at the Kennedy Center, and we would do 4 programs a year and bring in these leaders and world celebrities. Regardless of their field, they were at the top of their game. And as we got closer to the end of the series' effective lifetime, Bono was one of the final speakers we had. And he spoke about the difference that one person can make, not only in a focused effort, but in the world itself, and how that one change can snowball into something fantastic. And it really sparked my CEO at the time to look at the ways that the association sector as a whole could use the concepts and principles of social responsibility and sustainability to be business drivers. So that was, I worked with presidents, I worked with all the living presidents and first ladies. I worked with some just incredible people. Carol Burnett was one of my favorites. I still talk to Carol Burnett occasionally, a couple times a year. The late Sidney Poitier was always a favorite of mine. And I just, you know, people that I admired, I got the chance to work with. It was really the only job like it in Washington or in the world. So I really got to meet and work with a lot of just really exceptional people.
That is incredible. What an amazing experience for you to have. You know, I think Bono could have things to say to child support people. Just saying, just going to put that out there just in case. Bono was one of my celebrity crushes, if you will. And so when I saw that show up on the list, I was like, oh my gosh.
You know what? I'll send you a picture.
That sounds great. So you talked a little bit about your interest in the work that we do here as NCIA. And it sounds like you knew what child support was through your sister, but didn't have any direct experience of child support. And so I'm curious, when you first saw that position description, what were some of the first things that sort of intrigued you or went through your mind that made you say, huh, this is something I might be interested in?
I don't know whether this is going to be the kind of information you want, but a number of my colleagues over the years have worked with MCI Group, which is the management partner for NCIA. And I've always been impressed with the work that MCI does. And my colleagues that I worked with have worked there for some for more than a decade. And I think that speaks to the kind of organization that it is. One of the principals of MCI actually was on the board of directors for ASAE or GWSAE way back then. So I've been able to watch from the background kind of MCI grow and expand, you know, with this huge international presence and just turn into this really dynamic, high performing company that does these amazing things for clients all around the world. And I just kind of had been hanging back, waiting for an opportunity that might present itself, that was kind of socially oriented, that was a mission that I could get behind, because it's important for me to believe in the work that I do. I just kind of kept my eye on things for a little while, and this came up, and I thought, you know what, let me just reach out and see if it's a possibility. And I just went ahead and applied and went through the steps. And the next thing I knew, a recruiter of their, you know, like the recruiter staffing person from MCI reached out and called me back.
That's a great story.
That's how I got here.
Yeah. And I will say we value, we've had a long-term relationship with MCI, and also I think feel a little bit like we've watched them grow into this dynamic company that they certainly were not when we first started working with them, and they've been a great partner to us. So glad to have MCI along with us, and grateful that that you thought that MCI would be a good fit for you, and that NCIA gets to benefit from that.
So, Chris, you've come to NCIA with an extensive background in conference, event production, and creating exceptional member experiences, just as you piqued Aaron's interest with your Bono experiences. That in itself sounds like such a good fit for NCIA. Now, NCIA's got two conferences each year, the Policy Forum in February and the Leadership Symposium in August, let alone all of the various committees, web talks, and other member experiences. Can you speak a little bit about what you're bringing to the table and your vision and what you're excited to see happen?
Well, what I'm excited to do is be involved in all the things that are coming up. I've been trying to learn as much as I can, as fast as I can. I've tried to participate in as many committee calls as I can and find out about the work that they're doing and what part I could play in helping those groups be successful in the work that they're attempting to put together and to do to support the child support community. And I believe in high touch customer service. I believe that the customer brings value and that those are our members. And in today's marketplace, in order to remain competitive, when people have choices of where to spend their professional development dollars, where they have choices to spend their professional development investment on themselves and what organizations they choose, I believe that creating exceptional customer service and exceptional experiences is essential to that and is essential to this long-term success of the organization. And I'm looking forward to seeing where we are and learning from that, and then looking at the things that NCIA already does exceptionally well and how to take that to the next level. I've seen just in the last couple of weeks with all the people that I've met that NCIA members are NCIA champions and would go to bat. And what I want to see is more involvement. And I'd like to see more people going to bat and being cheerleaders for NCIA because they had such an exceptional time. They can't imagine going anywhere else for what they need to develop professionally.
That sounds great. Sign me up. I want to be part of that association. And so in addition, right, to that sort of big picture vision, you also will be leading NCIA's day-to-day operations, right? Things like the financial management, the technology support, membership development, member services. It's a lot to have on your plate. In addition to working closely with NCIA's current president, Jim Fleming, and myself as president-elect and the executive committee and the board of directors. You had the opportunity to meet the full board during April's spring board meeting. While it was virtual, what was your take? And I hope you felt comfortable and welcomed.
I did. I thought it was a very welcoming group. And I think one of the thoughts I had before that I didn't kind of complete was, I can tell that you're a dedicated group of people. And I thought AAGP was going to be that group of people that worked exceptionally well together to lift and support each other, raise their profession, and create a really vibrant community amongst themselves. And now I realize I'm going to be lucky enough to have that experience with you all. And I think to have that twice in one career in a lifetime is going to be exceptional. And I'm super stoked about it.
Well, Chris, I've got to ask, April 24th was your quote unquote first day with NCIA. So let us know, or let our listeners know, what was it like? And what have you been busy with since you hit the ground running? And I've got to ask this too. Any surprises or things that made you more excited about this new gig or make you go,
So I'm off the cuff here. I don't know if you watch the Academy Awards or if you're a movie buff or anything, but this year a really cool movie won Best Picture, and it was called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I have described my initiation into NCIA as Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, incredibly fast. And the other day I saw a coffee cup on it that had said executive director. It's like riding a bike, except a bike is on fire and everything is on fire. All of it. And that's kind of what I feel like, because I've come in such a kind, not hectic, but just insanely busy time. We've got awards programming overlapping. We're trying to decide who will be able to participate in NCIU at Leadership Symposium. We've got elections coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So I've got 13, interviews to record and 13 web pages to make and an election site to populate. And, and to learn about all of you and all the committees and what everybody does and getting to know the NCIA team and how they work together. It's a lot, and it's a lot really fast.
Yes. And we are typically a gracious bunch. So hopefully you feel like you're getting the room and the space you need to come up to speed, because we recognize we work in child support. We know what complexity is. And so hopefully you feel like you're getting a little chance to breathe in all of that, because that is a lot you have going on.
Well, I told a couple people, including people on the staff team, I was like, forgive me, I'm apologizing in advance, because I know you're going to tell me that. I'm going to ask you again, and I'll probably ask it a third time, and maybe even more than that. But I was like, if you could just bear with me, I'll get up to speed soon enough.
And so I also have to ask, because you made a movie reference, are you a big movie buff?
I enjoy movies, but I will say I have not been to many since COVID. The pandemic kind of could put a kibosh on hanging out in movie theaters.
Yeah. That's what all those streaming services are for now, I guess.
But I watch them when they come out on streaming service. I was like, got the Hulu, got the HBO, got the, Netflix, Disney, everything else.
Yeah. I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once on an airplane, probably to a child support conference in the last year.
I was like, I think I've talked to you more at conferences than I have when you've been sitting in your own chair at home.
Yeah. It's a busy time for all of us, I think. So speaking of conferences, Tim.
Yeah, no doubt. So this is conference season, so to speak. And August will be here in no time. And with that, our Leadership Symposium in Anaheim, California. It'll be great to see you in person. Well, actually, both Aaron, you and Chris, both to see you in person. And for our NCIA membership to meet you, Chris. So let me just ask this. Let me just kind of throw this in there. What are your thoughts about the Leadership Symposium? What have you learned about it? What have you heard about it? What are you really looking forward to experiencing, other than running back and forth and taking care of those things that most people aren't even going to see? What's exciting you about the Leadership Symposium coming up?
Well, first of all, I'm going to get to meet the board in person, before the symposium starts. And I think that's going to be a great experience. It's been a great experience virtually so far, so I have no reason to doubt that in person will be just as good, if not even better. I'm walking into the Leadership Symposium with really no preconceived notions. I've heard lots of great things. I've heard everybody on all the committees speaks very positively about it. People talk about the experience that they've had and how they've enjoyed it, or that they've taken so much from it and have learned a lot. Really, I think you know, the introduction to this position and me figuring out what my role is and how to do it is probably going to take a whole cycle, a year's worth of putting all these things together and seeing how the pieces fit and the wheels turn. And fortunately, I like knowing how those pieces fit together and what makes the wheels turn. And I'm excited about learning all about it in the first place. And then, you know, eventually, maybe on the second round or in a couple of years, we'll look at ways that we might be able to elevate things or create better experiences or take things to a different level. I've already talked to one of our board candidates, talked about how there used to be an international meeting. And now that the pandemic restrictions have loosened up and, you know, it's easier for international travel, that he would like to see at some point us go back to looking at the possibility of doing something internationally. I think that, you know, like, the horizon's limitless.
Yeah, I think it would be, there's a lot to learn across countries in the child support program. And think of all the movies I could watch on a cross-Atlantic trip if I have one. Chris, are there any last thoughts you would like to leave our listeners with today?
You know what? Just to give me a little bit of grace while I get my bearings and my feet on the ground. And I know that I look forward to meeting and talking with all of you and getting to know you better. And I'm really looking forward to Anaheim, where I'll get to meet so many of you in person.
Well, we want to thank our guest, Christopher Wood, for joining us today for a conversation to introduce himself and share a little bit about his vision and what he'll be doing with INSEA. Thank you to our listeners. We invite you to be sure to introduce yourself to Chris at the Leadership Symposium and to get to know him further. I'm Tim Leitner.
And I'm Erin Frisch.
And on behalf of the INSEA Communications Committee, this has been On Location. On Location is available on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and listen to all of our previous episodes as well. We also appreciate your ratings, your feedback, your comments, and your suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the INSEA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Manlin and me. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location.